Welcome back, my friends. Yes, it is Wednesday, November the 28th. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. Welcome to the Flip Side, brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com or republictradinggroup.net. Wall Street soaring today on news that the Fed is going to cut rates, or that's what a Fed governor said today. So Wall Street was off and running. That's all they wanted to hear. They didn't want to hear about bad news. They didn't want to hear about war in the Middle East. They didn't want to hear about Wells Fargo writing off $1.4 billion. They didn't want to hear about home sales. They didn't want to hear about cutoffs at Bear Stearns. They didn't want to hear any bad news. All they wanted to hear was the Fed's going to cut rates. Dow closed up 331 points at 13,289. Unfortunately, the bubble may deflate tomorrow. NASDAQ up 82 points at 2,662. U.S. dollar, stronger. Now, that didn't make any sense whatsoever, considering they're cutting rates. Dollar gained 7 basis points, or currently is up 7 basis points at 75.15. Also giving, well, if you can call it that, some added impetus. Crude oil was down $3 a barrel. Flirting with the $90 in area, but currently crude oil in the aftermarket currently up 60 cents at 91.22. With a stronger dollar, we had a sell-off in the metals, small. Gold closed down $13.60 in New York to end the day at $800.90. Silver off 13 cents at 14.36. Platinum off $7 at 1,440. Palladium, likewise, or $7 at 348. Currently in Asian trading, gold's up $4 at 805. Silver up 7 cents at 1445. Platinum and palladium are not participating in Asian trading. We still have the Bob Chapman special, and believe it or not, even though there's a $13 difference in the price of gold, it's still selling for the same thing, actually a buck less. $2,499 for 10 British sovereigns and 20 silver eagles. When we come back, we'll be speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back to the Flip Side for a Wednesday. As we do each and every Wednesday, we check in with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. How are you doing, sir?
Fine, Robbie. Good afternoon to you. Hope you had a good holiday.
Oh, I had a wonderful holiday. I was sick in bed.
Okay. That bug went around.
Well, it was a bug, wasn't it?
Yeah, mine was.
Yeah, I thought I had a strong immune system. I thought it was because I left my window open and the temperature plunged into the 40s, which I thought was the reason for it. But it was just a fleeting. It was just a fleeting, just enough to ruin my four-day weekend.
I'm sorry, but at least you could sleep in.
Well, yes. How you been doing?
We're doing well. We're trying to get organized for the next siege and putting out literature and answering our mail, really dealing with a lot of people who are contacting, want to know, and are trying to do things and are trying to move in the world of Christian Zionism. They're really looking for things to do.
Are they starting to become more aware of what is... I have an article on my webpage today entitled America's Armageddonites.
Yeah, I think that the world is becoming very aware of Christian Zionism, and I also think the number of Christian Zionists is probably beginning to drop. I think that as you look at the polls, you are beginning to see that there are less war. There's some erosion from the war forces showing up, and that's a good sign. That's inevitable. That's going to happen. I do think that's happening.
Sure, but the problem is the Armageddonites are all gathered in Annapolis as we speak.
Yeah.
Have you been paying attention to peace deal number 3584? Between Israel and Palestine?
Well, we have, and we wrote a paper on it just before the conference started, and in our paper, what we said was that there is actually no hope coming from the conference. In fact, our view of the conference is a publicity stunt for the administration to make them look peace-loving at the very time when they're doing their very best to drum up enough support around the world, to still enough resistance around the world so they can go ahead with the bombing of Iran. And at the root of all this, we think, is an economic need, a place to dump money, some other place to keep the war system booming, because they fear a decline of the war system. It's war for the purpose of war. That's where we are today. We're into that society where our administration and the neocons who support them need a war. It isn't just that they want war, but they need a war in order to have a place to dump those trillions that they need to circulate through the system to keep the system going. And today, of course, you had the stock market up 300 points, and it's all based upon the idea of getting more money into the system. And, of course, what gets more money into the system faster than another war? Nothing. It's the fastest way. It's a straight adrenaline into the veins of the system. A war is a direct pump into the arteries. So this I think is what's behind the war demand. And I think the Annapolis conference, to repeat myself, is nothing more than a way of making somebody look peace loving at the very time when they're trying to create conflict.
Well, I don't know if you've been paying attention to what's been going on across the pond in jolly old England. In England, Rowan Williams, he's the Archbishop of Canterbury. And he wrote a piece, and he came out last week, and said that America has lost its moral high ground since 9/11. And he goes on to try and explain to people what this Armageddonite philosophy is, and obviously warning his flock, which was obviously a large flock, being the Archbishop of Canterbury, about exactly what we talk about on a consistent basis. You will not believe the vitriol that has come against the Archbishop for pointing out the obvious. And if that mindset is still alive in Great Britain, because they are shocked by what Rowan Williams said, if it is so divorced in England, obviously it's even more divorced here. And as you know, tonight we've got a presidential debate coming up, where we have all these candidates that are all trying to pander to the evangelical vote, because they feel that without the evangelical vote, they don't stand a chance of winning the presidential election. You have, and I want to go through all these candidates and what their religious beliefs are. And I'm going to start with Mike Huckabee, because Huckabee, who seems to think that the way to solve the border crisis is to put Chuck Norris there, but he is also, without question, the leading evangelical person out there who has garnished the support of Tim LaHaye of the what's that series of books he wrote?
Left Behind
series.
Yes.
And today he was endorsed, I guess, by Jerry Falwell's son. So there's no question as to where Mike Huckabee's religious affiliations is. He's another one of the Armageddonites. He's a rapture monkey. Rudy Giuliani, I think, is lost in the abyss. I personally think he's an atheist. Just by his statements he made, he's very uncomfortable in Christian surroundings. Mitt Romney, being a Mormon, it's not that I have a problem. My sister's a Mormon. It's not that I have a problem with the Mormon religion per se. It's just that I have a problem with his theology on religion.
Mormonism, not to interrupt your discourse because you're doing great, but Mormonism, we toss those into the general camp of the dispensationalists or the evangelicals. They vote almost exactly like, only more so, they vote like the Armageddon camp. They are part of the Armageddon camp.
They also do subscribe. they also subscribe to the end of times?
Yep, in their own way. They have their own end times theories. But their practices and voting habits are so much like the rest of the evangelical Christian right that the Pew polls actually include them with the Christian right. They don't separate them. The white Christian evangelicals include, in the Pew polls, they include the Mormons with that, and it works great. It comes out that about the same kind of voting patterns. George Bush got 85% of the vote from Salt Lake City, for instance, in the last election.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I thought
asserting
that.
John McCain, obviously, as you know, John McCain, the fine senator from the state of Arizona, I don't think he knows what religion he is. Wasn't he a Baptist, and then all of a sudden he became a Roman Catholic? Was it the other way around?
I'm not sure.
I don't think he's sure.
I'm not sure. I don't know if he's sure. But I can see, I can understand people who don't want to be Christians based on the things Christians are saying and doing. So the ones who say they're not Christians, I can sort of understand that.
Well, as I said to you before, I mean, the more I got into this, if I hadn't already been down the path before, there's no question I would actually be more inclined to become an atheist listening to these people, the John Hagees of the world and the rest of them. I guess Oral Roberts came out today, or his son came out today. And I'm bouncing all over the place here, so excuse me. But I just find it ironic that the government, Senator, is it Grassley, who's investigating the mega churches?
Mm-hmm.
He's not touching Oral Roberts University. He's not touching Jerry Falwell's institution. He's not touching the 700 Club. He's not touching James Dobson. When you look at who the Senate is going after, it's not going after dispensationalists as far as the megachurches. You're not going after Joel Olson, for instance, opening up his books.
Mm-hmm.
It seems as though government is going after the other megachurches that aren't, in my opinion, dispensationalists. Am I wrong in this?
Well, I think they could be, but it's just that I looked at the churches and the people that he's picking on, like Benny Hinn, and they're so resoundingly aimed at fundraising that you can't tell what else they are.
Okay.
Beyond being a fundraiser, you just don't know what they really do believe.
We're speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Take a short break. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust attack. just war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants, the old soft shoe.
Welcome back, my friends. We're speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries, talking about the Israeli Peace Conference taking place in Annapolis, and also the big debate coming up tonight, trying to identify who the real Christians are as opposed to the phony ones. Without question, if a true Christian wants to find a person that they can support because of their belief system, Ron Paul is the only person on that stage tonight that one could classify as a true Christian.
I would agree with that. I would say that almost everybody else is just simply appealing to the Judeo-Christian vote, and you really can't trust them because it's too obvious that they're out there trying to get that vote. And strangely enough, there's been quite a few stories written about that. Why is it that the Christian right does not support Ron Paul? Because he's the only candidate that has a 100% record of opposing abortion, and the Christian right unanimously opposes abortion. He never voted for any of the measures that in any way provided any solace or funding for abortion, nor for that matter any particular aid for homosexuality. He's always opposed any lightening of anything that was proactive toward homosexuality. And he's the only one who's opposed war in all instant, in every vote since he first went to Congress, I don't know how many, 10 terms ago. I'm sure his record may not be flawless, but there's probably been an accident along the way, but it's virtually 100% record for the things that you would think Christians would consider to be important. How about inflation? How about the unmitigated squandering of money for all kinds of purposes? These are principles that are supposed to be Christian principles of frugalness and taking care of what God gives you. And conservatism would seem to start with conserving money. So he's the only candidate that's done any of these things, and yet he ranks far down the line in terms of the support of the leadership of Judeo-Christians that the names you've clicked off, none of them have ever mentioned Ron Paul as being a serious candidate. The reason, of course, is obvious. He has not supported funding the State of Israel. And you simply cannot be a Judeo-Christian without standing up and pronouncing that you will, under all conditions, no matter what the circumstances are, favor and fund the state of Israel. So that's Ron Paul's dilemma in getting votes from the Christian right, is he has not done that. He's voted against all foreign aid on all occasions, every time it's ever come up. And, of course, half the foreign aid or one-third of all the foreign aid in the last 40 years, I guess, has gone to the state of Israel. And there's currently another $30 billion that's just been approved for the state of Israel for military aid over the next 10 years. I'm sure Ron Paul voted against that. And I'll bet you'll find none of the other candidates did.
Well, you know what is very ironic here is that all these people who support these so-called evangelicals that support George Bush and everything he does, more than likely are going to support this new addition to the Patriot Act called the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act. I think it's S-1995, which will basically set up a whole new bureaucracy within government where they will go after people that they feel somehow are domestic terrorists.
Yeah.
Now, when government defines a domestic terrorist, a simple definition is anybody who does not toe the official party line of whatever administration is in power can be deemed a terrorist. In other words, for you and I simply sitting here having a conversation about the politics of America and the ideology of candidates, we could be defined as terrorists under this new piece of legislation. I mean, this is more onerous than the hate crimes legislation, which will make us a criminal, will make you a criminal because you just chastised homosexuals.
Yes, I think I did. Well, anyway, I will if you didn't. So, very simply, that it is not scriptural or biblical, so it's not too hard to do. So you can at least say that much. But you're not supposed to say that much even under the hate crime legislation.
I mean, it's something I've seen played out before, and unfortunately, this is what happens when these kind of regulations are implemented.
And I agree with you that legislation will probably not be resisted by the Republican majority because Bush is probably going to sign it. It will help him control the people that want to control the war on terrorism.
Oh,
really
it's written by a Republican, Jane Harman.
Oh, okay.
No, I think.
Well,
she's,
you made my day
Democrat.
By telling me about that one.
Oh yeah. Well, sorry about that. We'll take a short break. Be right back. If you've got questions for Charles Carlson, if you're confused about Christian Zionism or any of that, feel free to give us a call. Be happy to talk to you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home?
Doing what? It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Do this little quick PSA to pay attention. Are you looking for answers to what's happening? Then call 888-211-1715 and request packet F. This is a free packet to all RBN listeners. This packet contains many free DVDs and books like National Sunday Law, The Great Controversy, and The Secret Terrorists, and much more. You can get it for free by simply dialing, as we said, 888-211-1715. We're speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. You know, Patrick Buchanan's got a new book out entitled Day of Reckoning, where he talks about the failures of George Bush. And he says, if there is one root cause to Bush's failures, it's been his fatal embrace of ideology. Ideology is a substitute for religion, a belief system based on ideas that are often contradicted by history and common sense. Yet men adhere to ideologies with zealotry and borders on fanaticism. Are we dealing, when we talk about these evangelical, are we dealing with fanatics? To the point where these people are so far gone, no matter what we do, what we say, they are just completely stuck in their own belief system.
Well, I'm glad you really brought that up, because first of all, some of us have been there, and we managed to migrate out of that system, and we've become fanatics, maybe on the other side against that kind of fanaticism. So. As far as Mr. Bush being a fanatic, you need to remember that there's been a recent book written. I got to tell you, I can't remember the author, but he went to some length investigating the book Bush Phenomena and, of course, the Bush conversion by Billy Graham. Well, it turns out that Billy Graham couldn't remember his conversation with Mr. George W. Bush, where Mr. Bush accepted Christ along the party line that we've all been told. And, you know, Karl Rove has told us about this, but Mr. Graham, quite senior man, couldn't remember it. And then the writer who did the writing for Bush also could not remember when he talked to Bush himself about this conversation, this conversion conversation with Billy Graham. Mr. Bush couldn't remember any such conversation. He knew Billy Graham, but he didn't remember the words. So they simply wrote the words, stating Billy Graham said something like, "How do you stand with Christ?" And Bush said, "Not so good." And Billy Graham said, "Do you want to get right with Christ?" And so it went. Well, it turns out, according to this book, which I'll get you the name of and the author next time we talk, this was all hatched up, all a publicity stunt. So the first thing to keep in mind is I would question some of Pat's conclusions that Bush is a fanatical Christian, because I don't think he really is. I think he's probably just on the way to become politically successful. But as far as the Christian right, what your question was, is the Christian right a hopeless bunch of radical fanatics? Well, our whole purpose, We Hold These Truths purpose, as you said and we've said before, is that we think that we need to rescue the people from who are caught up in this, because the worst victims of the Christian right are their own people, the people that are in it. It causes them to do really strange and things that are self-destructive, especially religiously self-destructive. They take on a form of religiosity that allows them to go out and kill people and say that it's God's mission. And there's nothing Christian about that. We think that if one could investigate carefully, if you could find the information, you'd find that there are probably an unusually large number of Christian, Judeo-Christians who are in the military, because it's not frowned upon. Nobody, in fact, it's kind of heroic. And if you need a job and the recruiter offers you one, it's not too bad a deal for a Baptist, Southern Baptist, to go ahead and become a corporal and a sergeant and so on, and serve a few terms in Iraq, maybe 4 or 5 cycles in Iraq. We think that the biggest victims of Christian Zionists are the Christian Zionists. We think the people who are caught up in this, who think they're following Christ and end up following very satanic, warmongering men, self-serving men, are the true victims of Christian Zionism. So, and Robbie, I hear people call me all the time. We had I had a call yesterday, and I had an email yesterday from 2 separate people, one in each end of the country, and they both said almost exactly the same thing. The man from Steve from Southern California, San Diego, I think, said he had 2 brothers, and he could not talk to them anymore because they're caught up in Christian Zionism. And when he tries to reason with them, hatred comes out, and he's fearful that the relationship between himself and his brothers is going to collapse to where they won't even talk on the telephone. They're in separate states, and they've been close all their lives, and he's sincerely concerned about that. And a woman named Norma from New Jersey had the same problem with a sister. And she was saying, how do I deal with my sister? Her hatred, she said, her hatred for Muslims goes beyond imagination. And she told me how this sister had joined a Christian Zionist church, which turned out to be a Messianic Christian church, even worse. That's basically a Christian Zionist church led by a Jewish pastor who populates the church with Christians who have come over to get closer to the roots of so-called roots of Judaism. So they've combined their Christianity with Judaism, just like the people that the Apostle Paul had trouble with in his day. So my response is, no, I don't think that there's anything hopeless at all about the Christian Zionism. I think it's going to collapse of its own bizarre abuse. And I think the tragedy of it is what it does to the very people who are in it, and how it basically, some of them end up being atheists on account of this. That's not good. Again, the appeal that has to be done is what's needed is that everybody needs to figure out how to deal with the people they know who are caught up in Christian Zionism. And it's not hard to find them because there's about 175 million of them in the United States.
The thing that's very disturbing, and I'm sure you're well aware of this, and I don't know if it's a coincidence that a focus on the family and James Dobson is located so close to the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs.
Right.
But this theology is embraced and taught to young cadets.
Yes, they found ways to do that. They found ways on into that chapel at the academy, and it works well because it gives them a feeling of it's godly to drop a bomb. That helps when you have people that men are trained to go out and kill. It helps to have somebody come along and convince them. The Archbishop of Canterbury would not go into that chapel and tell them that they were doing God's will when they bombed people in Fallujah. But James Dobson and his crew don't have a problem with that. They will endorse that.
Because ultimately, their theology is it rather than wait for the end of times, let's try and speed up the process.
Well, that's true. I mean, there are people that actually subconsciously, I suppose, think that they're actually forcing God's hand, as one book was written. They're helping Armageddon come faster so they can all see the rapture before they get old. And Grandma won't. Maybe the rapture will come before Grandma dies. So, there is that element of it, but most people would disagree. They would say, oh, no, I'm not trying to do that. I believe in Almighty God. God is supreme. He'll do all of this in his own time. It's all ordained. He's written it down. All we have to do is understand and be on his side, and that includes, of course, embracing what the state of Israel wants. And that's the key to it. It's not so much bringing down God's wrath on the world sooner and faster. It's that you must love and honor the things that the state of Israel wants. And if the state of Israel needs and wants war in Iran, which they do, they openly campaign for it, then all the people that follow that state of Israel closely enough to know what they're saying are going to know that, and they pass that along in some way. They let that be known. And so coming back to the chapels in the Air Force Academy, if those chaplains are influenced by the Schofield business, they carry Schofield Bibles. If they're influenced by the Christian right, they're going to pass that along to those cadets. They're going to tell them. They're going to let them know that their job is something God would honor.
Yeah, well, look, there's no question. James Dobson has a huge influence at the Air Force Academy. Huge influence. And he sits right on top of the hill there. Have you ever been to Colorado Springs?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, it's huge. You can't miss it. It's on the side of the freeway. It's a huge mega complex overlooking the Air Force Academy on the other side of the freeway.
There have been people that have complained very bitterly about that, who said they've gone to these chapel meetings, chapels there, and one man was an academy graduate. He was a Korean War vet, and or Vietnamese War vet, and his son was there, and he, his name is Antoine, and he was shocked when he went to the ceremony, because it was a Christian Zionist ceremony at the chaplains in the chapel at the Air Force Academy.
In your opinion, getting back to this peace conference, I use the term loosely, at Annapolis, what would be, because we have tried for, I guess, presidents ever since Nixon, maybe even before Nixon, have all tried in their last year in office to broker some sort of peace deal in Israel. And there's never any peace in Israel. Is it at all possible in your mind's eye that at some point in time there would ever be peace in that region of the world, or are we simply looking at pretty much a Northern Ireland situation, which even though there's there's no more sectarian violence taking place in Northern Ireland, it took them 90 years before they reached a compromise. We're into 60 years now, the creation of the State of Israel, where there's been wars for 60 years. Are we to expect, probably, the way things are panning out, another 30 years before we can get any sort of peaceful settlement in that region of the world?
Well, speaking specifically of Israel and Palestine, in our story we wrote, we said there's no hope of peace because there was no intention really of peace, and the most obvious reason for that is that the Palestinian people are not represented by the man who's there representing them. He was Mr. Abbas, Mohammed Abbas, is a member of the Fatah Party, which is part of the Palestinian Authority, the old hangover from Yasser Arafat. And in the election in 2005, he lost, his party lost. And under the parliamentary system, the Hamas party won. They got 74 delegates, and Abbas's party got 50 or so. Therefore, there was a clear majority. And this is a representative vote. It was monitored internationally. It was a fair and square election. The Palestinian people were fed up, and they wanted a new representation. Now, what happened? Israel went in, and they started arresting the Hamas delegates. And pretty soon they'd arrested 34 of the 74 delegates. So they had half of the legislature in jail. Half of the legislature is in jail. Most of those were in the West Bank. In Gaza City, they systematically murder Hamas leaders. They don't have to arrest them there because they're already in prisoners. So a legislator to the legislature who happens to live in Gaza can't go anyway because the gate is shut. He's locked inside with everyone else, so he can't go. So what it amounts to is Hamas was unable to carry out their legislative mandate, and they did not replace Mohammed Abbas. They compromised and said, well, we can dump you, and we want to dump you, but we'll let you stay in as a peace gesture. So the Palestinian people are represented by somebody who has been unelected. And we think the Israelis are not really represented by their leadership. Olmert, Ehud Olmert, accused of fraud at the very highest levels of government. It's major fraud, and will probably be tried, or he'll see his term out and then tried. He doesn't represent all of the Israeli people by any means either. So our feeling is there's no hope for peace because the people aren't represented there.
You're speaking with Charles Carlson, Straight Gate Ministries. If you want to get hold of Charles, suggest you get a pen and a piece of paper. We'll give you all that info when we return.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Final segment for this Wednesday with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. If you are having a problem dealing with a family member who doesn't quite get it yet, I strongly suggest you visit Charles's website at WHTT.org. It's a plethora of information. Not only reference materials, but there are books, there are audios, there are videos, there are commentaries, daily news stories of importance. And Charles, from time to time, puts pen to paper and is a very eloquent writer and explains things in English. So I strongly urge you to visit the website, and if you want to write to Charles, you can write to Charles Carlson, Straight Gate Ministries at P.O. Box 14491, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85267, or you can give him a call at 480-947-3329. You mentioned earlier on that you were planning another event. This wouldn't happen to be in the Scottsdale area, would it?
Well, yes, very soon we're going to be doing another vigil, and it will very likely be at the Church of Jeremy Stott. Jeremy Stott is the football player who joined the military after Pat Tillman was killed. And the difference between Jeremy Stott and Pat Tillman is that Stott is a devout evangelical, and he goes to a devoutly evangelical church. And so he did exactly the opposite of what Pat Tillman would have told him to do. Pat Tillman, when he was killed, was absolutely opposed to the war in Iraq, and it probably got him killed. He was probably executed or assassinated because he opposed the war in Iraq, and he was in Afghanistan and he was killed. Jeremy Stott was his very close friend. They'd been roommates at one time, and Stott goes to church in a church here in Scottsdale, Arizona, a big church, and he was recently home on furlough, I think. And so we will be announcing that very soon, and we'll be pulling that off before Christmas, and then we'll take a little time off for Christmas.
Oh,
watch our website, and you'll see the announcements of when and where.
Well, I look forward to it. You can count me in on being there.
Well, it'll be interesting. We've interviewed the pastor there, and we know very much of and this is it fits into our idea that we think that the members of the churches, the evangelical Christians, are victims themselves. We don't think this man would ever have gone into the Marines, given up a professional football career, by the way, which he wasn't too good at, but he'd had a professional football career. And on his website, he talks about his mission to God and all the things he wants to do and spreading his wings for God. And he's all talking about this in the context of being a Marine in Iraq. So we think that is something that's happening. We think a lot of people are becoming military-oriented because of Christian Zionism.
Yes, absolutely. Charles,
by the way,
thank
that book I mentioned is called The Fall of the House of Bush.
Yes.
I don't have the author yet, but it's The Fall of the House of Bush.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Always
pleasure.
A pleasure.
All right.
Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Till tomorrow, my friends. See you back.